Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, June 8, 2010. French group files lawsuits against Israel over the flotilla attack, and Egypt prevents 9 parliamentarians from entering the besieged coastal region. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. French lawyer Lillian Glock has filed 2 lawsuits against the State of Israel on grounds of kidnapping and detention without reason. Glock, who works on behalf of the Committee of Charity and Relief for Palestinians, a French charity, has filed 1 suit in Marseille and another in Ivory, the Palestine Telegraph reports. The 6 people who run the charity were aboard last week's Freedom Flotilla and are bringing the suit due to Israel's use of violence and force in hijacking the flotilla and the subsequent abduction from international waters to Israel. The Egyptian authorities stopped 9 Egyptian legislators at the Rafah terminal who were trying to deliver construction supplies to Gaza. In Sinai, Egyptian authorities confiscated 4 trucks filled with cement and construction materials heading to Gaza. Hazem Farouk, head of the Egyptian delegation, said that the authorities seized the trucks that were filled with cement and construction materials and revoked the license cards of the drivers after threatening to arrest them when they were 20 kilometers away from the Gaza Strip. The Egyptian authorities then said that the trucks will not be allowed into Gaza, although the Egyptian president ordered the opening of the Rafah terminal until further notice. At least 4,200 passengers have went through the terminal in both directions in the past few days. Meanwhile, a report published by the Legal Center for Freedom of Movement, GISHA, indicates that the Gaza Strip needs 4 million tons of concrete, 650,000 tons of iron, and 387 million feet of electrical cables for renovation. Since 2007, Israel has allowed only 10% of the regular amounts and types of goods and materials to enter the Gaza Strip. The report also says that Israel allows some Israeli products to enter the coastal region and prevents basic materials that would allow the Gaza residents to produce the same products, which leaves many of Gaza factories closed while Israeli economy benefits from the siege. In the meantime, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 15 Palestinians from different parts of the West Bank. The Palestine news agency Wafa reported that Israeli soldiers kidnapped civilians from Bethlehem, Hebron, Nablus, and Ramallah. Israeli soldiers also detained another on the checkpoint between Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Mohammed Talahma was taken from the ambulance as he was accompanying his ill mother to the hospital. Reasons for his detention remain unknown. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Rishmawi.